$600 for the two of us. A lot more than I expected. I'll probably go there again, though. The server who waited on us was really nice and quick, too, so we thought she deserved a good tip.
3.
I went to a Thai restaurant on Sunday. It's called Bangkok Restaurant. You have to drive for about half an hour to get there, and there's always a lot of traffic. That's the only trouble. It's a really nice place when you get there. Quiet music and lovely flowers everywhere. The menu is good with lots of choices. The food was very spicy, which is the way I like it. Fantastic desserts. It was really cheap, too. The server was very polite and took good care of us, so we left a big tip.
4.
There's a new Chinese restaurant just 5 minutes from my house. It's a very simple place. A little boring inside, actually. Just a few tables in an empty room. They need to add more dishes to the menu, too. Right now, they serve only 4 or 5 things. But they're all delicious and very cheap. You can get a good meal there for around $5. All the people who work there were very friendly and helpful, so I left a good tip.
People are talking about restaurants they ate at recently. Listen and check their opinions about each restaurant. 1.
We went to Luigi's Italian restaurant last night. It was the first time I'd been there. It took us a long time to find it because it's not a very easy place to get to, actually. The restaurant was okay, I guess. It's small, and they really need some new furniture to make the place look nicer, though. The menu was great. It had lots of choices, and most of the dishes were pretty cheap. I had a terrific pizza. Everything was so cheap. Only $3 for a small pizza. Unfortunately, the service was very slow. I think they need to hire more staff. Our dinner took a really long time to come, so we didn't leave a very good tip when we left.
2.
I tried that new Mexican restaurant last weekend. It's downtown, near the post office. What a great location. You can sit inside and watch everyone go by. It has very nice decor and lighting. The menu has some great choices, too. They have the usual Mexican food you find everywhere, and they also have some different dishes that I've never tried before. The food was really delicious, but you might need a credit card to eat there. It cost over